The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hi, I'm Jackie Reddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate. Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm here with my co-host, fellow realtor husband, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you doing today?
How are you?
Very good.
I'm fabulous.
Fabulous.
We have with us, I'm losing track. I don't know what number this is, but we have with us again.
Lucky seven? Number seven.
Yes. Okay. Thank you, DC, our producer. Andy Tay, regional manager with Orkin Pest Control.
Hey, thanks for having me again, Jackie.
How are you?
Very good.
Thanks for being here.
Yep.
We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. where we cover many real estate topics. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been selling, listing, and appraising real estate for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you're at jruddy.com, click on the Dunmore Corners Live webcam tab and see what the weather is doing or the traffic or whatever.
View our listings, search the MLS listings, or listen to archive radio shows by going to jruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. Are the archive radio shows up to date?
Yes, we have probably 5 or 6 years worth of shows there, but there are a few that you cannot find, that have been lost and will never be found again.
Someone made them disappear.
Yeah, I did. I hit the delete button.
It's magic.
Not look, any of mine, right?
No. You're still there. You're there.
Okay.
No.
You're there. Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. And jruddy.com is mobile friendly. J-R-U-D-D-Y.com. Okay, Andy Tay, a little brief background on you and Orkin, please, before we plunge into our discussion here.
Well, again, Orkin Pest Control, world's largest pest control company out of Atlanta, Georgia, American owned operated. Just been in business since 1901, just doing a real good job taking care of homeowners, commercial accounts, different things like that. I've been in the business for 22 years. I've taken courses from Purdue University for entomology, AAB, or American Institute of Baking for food handling, but I teach many courses on a multitude of pests at different places throughout Pennsylvania.
Okay, so far these past several weeks, we have discussed with you bed bugs, termites, carpenter ants, squirrels, other critters.
Yeah.
This week, I thought we could talk about ticks and mosquitoes. How does that sound?
It sounds perfect.
All right.
They are a huge concern to a lot of people around here.
Right. Ticks
The weather starts to change. They come out. They're hungry.
They are hungry. And, you know, with this mild winter that we're just getting through, they're all going to be bad. So.
Okay. So let's start with ticks. Unless you want to start with mosquitoes. It's up to you.
Yeah, I'm happy to talk about ticks.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Are they a danger in the home?
Not necessarily in the home. They don't really do damage to homes, but it's the people's properties, children, pets, you know, that they're a big concern. And there's certainly something that we or other pest control companies or you can do a lot to help reduce the odds of ever, you know, getting ticks. So there's a lot of things that people need to remember to do on their properties right now. You know, this is spring. This is when you need to clean up your yard, your property, reduce all that leaf litter and stuff that a lot of these little critters start at. So ticks in the baby stage, the nymph stage, they actually feed on small rodents. So if you can get rid of that litter, that debris in your yard, you're going to reduce the amount of rodents on your property, chipmunks, mice, voles, that they start to feed on and mature from.
How about squirrels? Do they...
Yes.
Rabbits.
Yeah.
We got all
squirrels,
of those.
Rabbits. You got the,
They got I see them bouncing through the yard.
Yeah.
We're in Dunmore. I'm not in the country.
So we just,
am I in the country? I don't know. Depends who you ask.
That's something you've always said. Like, I feel like I'm from like the big city, you know, the metropolis in Dunmore, right? Okay. But, you know, you set me real straight when I met you, like, city? Really? You're the country.
Yeah. I used to be a fireman, and they had a sign pointing to the high rise. I stop. I look around. I go, where's the high rise? She goes, right there. It's five stories. I says, listen, we got a truck that can make that roof with the ladder. I says, that's not a high rise. All right. We're getting off.
Well, slightly off track here. But, you know, with ticks, you think of the woods. You know, you go on a hike and you have long pants on and you...
You pick one up.
You bundle up. But they could be, you know... Right in Dunmore, somewhere around our properties.
Wherever animals are, they can be. So, by all means, that's one of the first things I always like to talk about. Try to reduce the critters on your property, keep them away from your home, reduce the vegetation, the resting sites. Now, ticks, they don't fly, they don't jump, they don't drop, they crawl, they cling. So, when you're walking through or past bushes, when you brush up against something, that's when you're likely to pick them up. Unless you have a pet that kind of brings them into your house. But that's one of the things you have to be careful of, too. So you talked about the woods, and I always like to talk about hiking. I go hiking a lot. I take my dog through the woods with my wife and I. We go out, and we'll certainly do a tick check on our dog when we're done, but I'm just careful not to brush up against stuff. That's one of the things I like to do.
Okay.
Insect repellent?
Insect repellent with DEET is helpful. It's very helpful. I use it occasionally. I try to keep things to a minimum. I don't like to spray myself too much with different things. I think very cautious, being very careful, you know, wear tighter pants, just be watchful of things that might be creeping up on you. That kind of stuff is much more beneficial than even using DEET, especially with ticks. Now, mosquitoes are a little different, and we'll talk about that a little later. But I do use mosquito repellents at night especially. So
the thing, scary thing about the ticks is they pose a health risk.
Yeah. There's a lot of different viruses or diseases you can get from ticks, Rocky Mountain spotted fever. But the big one, the biggest concern to me is Lyme disease. And that's one of those that you don't always know you have it right away.
Right.
Okay. Sometimes you get the rash. Most of the time you get the rash. It kind of looks like a rash within a rash. And if you ever see that, go to the doctor right away so they can see that. And they will diagnose you. But even if they suspect Lyme, they'll give you a blood test. And you don't often test positive for Lyme disease the first, the second, or even the third time. And you might have it. It might be hidden in your system. And you can get symptoms from Lyme disease years later. So it's a scary, scary thing. And it definitely dramatically affects people's lives when they have it. And it can be hard to get rid of. It can be gotten rid of, but it can be very hard.
I worked with a guy. He was misdiagnosed. And it, like you said, it was like a year later they figured out it was Lyme disease.
Yeah. My
and
dog
his
had
health,
it.
And his health really went down. It really took a toll on
him. It's scary. But that's why I always like to look for that rash. Because when you get the rash within a rash, you know, you got to get to the doctor. And oftentimes, even if the blood test tests negative, they'll start you on those antibiotics, those things that you need to be on to get you over the Lyme disease just by looking at that rash.
What type of adverse reactions do people need to be on the lookout for, especially when it comes to ticks?
Well, ticks, and again, there's a few different viruses you can get from ticks. Definitely the rashiness. We should talk about how to remove ticks too.
Yeah, okay. I was just going to say that.
But definitely the rashes in the area, fever, you know, getting sick. If you get sick after you get a tick or after you remove a tick from yourself, always mention to the doctor that you had removed a tick, and they will start testing you for some specific things.
Well, can a tick bite or do they go under the skin? I mean, is it always going to be something that goes into your under your skin?
Well, the whole body doesn't go under the skin. It's just the mouth parts, and they'll bite in there and they'll clamp in there and start to feed.
So you're going to know. You're going to know. I mean, you can't just get bit by one and then...
It's
like a big pimple sticking on you.
I was in the military once, and I was always careful in the military, Fort Pickett, Virginia, and we were out in the woods, and I had a buddy, he found a tick underneath his armpit. Well, the medics start looking, and they say, well, there's not just one, there's two there, and it was small. And they start checking out the rest, and underneath his other armpit, he had another tick that he didn't know about. They can be very small. And the Lyme disease tick is your deer tick. And that's actually one of the smaller ones. The body can be the size of the head of a pin. So it's a very small tick.
Wow.
So you may not even overlook it. You got bit by a tick.
You can overlook
it. Yeah, you can overlook it. And a lot of times, you know, the rash, I mean, could they be in the scalp and you don't even see the rash because it's hidden by your hair? It could be. So feel for the tender skin. Just be aware. And I always say be very cautious when you're in the woods, walking in the woods. I always took care of myself. I was fortunate. I never got a tick in the military, but I kind of...
Knock on wood.
I was being extra safe.
Yeah. Now, how do you remove a tick? How do you get them out?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, again, it's always better to consult a doctor, but they always had us take a little Vaseline and try to work it out and using tweezers, but you got to be careful not to break the head off. You want to just get the whole tick out whenever you can. So take your time. If you're uncomfortable doing that, just go to the doctor. But don't use a match. Don't burn it. You're just going to kill it. You're going to lodge that head in there, usually Vaseline and tweezers.
Yeah, you can try to pull it out, and then you break it.
Yeah.
And then you can't see
it. Well, and then the head's there. Yeah, you want to get it all out. So when in doubt, go to the doctor. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Sounds good, like good advice. So what type of tick treatment options does Orkin have?
Yes. Well, we tend to use powered backpack sprayers, apply materials to the wooded areas, the edge of the properties, the high growth, the bushes. We want to get some residuals in place where the ticks tend to harbor. Okay. So we'll focus on those areas. Now, the center of regularly cut lawns is not a necessary place to treat or apply materials for ticks. It's too hot in direct sunlight. If you keep your grass cut, that's very beneficial. So we'll focus on those outlying areas where ticks tend to be and cling and get onto your person.
So keep your grass cut short.
Keep your grass cut once a week.
Once a week.
It doesn't have to be exceptionally short, just normal. But you want to keep the rodents and the critters out of it and that sunlight hitting it. So we'll focus on the shady areas underneath decks where that litter is. But really, focus on keeping the litter cleaned up, log pile away from the home, the rodent harborage areas well away from the house, that kind of thing.
Minimize overgrowth.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So after break, we're going to talk about mosquitoes. How does that sound?
Sounds awesome.
All right. Pat, would you review a listing,
please? Yes, I would. We have a 3-bedroom, 2-bath home at 952 East Trinker Street in Dunmore for only $75,000. This home sits on a large lot with a great backyard, and the taxes are only $1,825 a year. There is a carport and a 1-car garage. This home has a newer roof, updated electrical with a 200-amp service, and then it also has a newer water heater. So if you're looking in Dunmore for an affordable 3-bedroom, 2-bath home with a garage, give us a call about 952 East Drinker Street for only $75,000, and that's listed by Kristen Barone of our office.
Yes, Realtor Kristen Barone. Funny you should mention her.
Oh.
She just joined our award-winning team. She's a resident of Dunmore. She has an extensive background in residential mortgage industry since her first career was in banking. And Kristen's past real estate clients credit her integrity and client-first approach as the reasons they selected her to represent them. She's proven to be an effective communicator and skilled negotiator who pays attention to every detail. She's also easily accessible, very reliable, and extremely knowledgeable. So for your real estate buying and selling needs, you can certainly count on Kristen Barone. We're headed towards a break. Please remember to tune into the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker after this brief break. In today's real estate market, there's no doubt buying and selling a home is complicated. It can be thrilling and exciting too. Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. And when it comes to real estate, you need to be confident you're making the right decisions. I am confident we have what it takes to help you make those right decisions. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years. So we've invested the time to know and understand the market. We're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and we focus on every detail, giving you the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate today, 344-6724, or visit jreddy.com. Plus, tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't go it alone. Call 344-6724 for Century 21 Jack Reddy Real Estate. Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21, Jack Reddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I am with the host of the show, who's going to take over from this moment on.
Yeah, it's going to be a long 15 minutes, let me tell
you. I'm going to co-host, and I'm going to sit over here and watch and listen, okay?
And giggle?
And giggle. And send you some signs, finger signs.
Why don't you just text me? Okay. Sitting right over here.
All
just text
me. Okay. My husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
Oh, it's lovely to be here.
How are you?
Good, I'm good.
We have with us Andy Tay, regional manager with Orkin Pest Control. May I have your contact information, please?
Absolutely. All right, our phone number, 1-800-261-2847. If you have any questions or thoughts about mosquito or tick control, 1-800-261-2847. Thank you.
Thank you. Now, we talked about ticks on the first half of the show. We're going to move right into mosquitoes. Another
little critter.
Wonderful topic. Mosquitoes.
Yeah, I love them buzzing around when you're in bed. And you,
oh, they're awful.
Oh.
I know. You go off the deep end.
Oh, I turn the lights on and I wait for them.
We have the whole house is in panic mode when there's a mosquito in the house.
Yes,
because
I kill them.
Yes.
Oh, you do?
Okay. Oh.
Well, good.
Smashes them to smithereens.
One less mosquito.
Yes,
one less mosquito. We don't want to be bitten. Why don't we want to be bitten?
Because we don't want to get. What don't we want to get?
West Nile, chikungunya, Zika.
Zika. Holy.
Many others.
Yes. Okay. So.
Malaria.
Malaria. That's a good one.
I know. Yeah. I pulled that one out.
What can we do around our home, our property to reduce mosquitoes?
Yeah, mosquitoes, yeah. Moisture, water, puddles. We've all, those are the obvious things. Keep your gutters cleaned. Some water can pull up in those gutters, and surprisingly, that can really encourage a lot of insects, definitely mosquitoes. Check your pond. If you have a pond in your yard, I had a really... what I thought was a funny situation years and years ago. This was when my daughter was 3. We had goldfish in our pond, and she was always excited that she could look at the fish and catch them with the net and free them, put them back in the water. Well, she was playing out in our small pond with the little net, and she said, Dad, the fish had babies. There's all these babies in the pond. And I'm like, what? Really? The goldfish have babies? Okay, so tadpoles, I guess, whatever. Anyway, so she's scooping this out for me, and I look at them, and they're little worms, little white worms. Well, they're wigglers. They were mosquito wigglers, and there was thousands in my pond. I couldn't believe it. There were so many in there. I'm like, no, those aren't fish. That would have been cute. No, those are mosquitoes. So I'm instantly treating my pond with, IGRs at the time, insect growth regulators. So trying to get rid of all these little mosquitoes that were in my pond.
Do you still have a pond?
No, I got rid of it.
Because of that?
No, in part. It was just, it's hard to maintain. You got to keep the filtration device going. And if you don't,
they're very popular. Everybody wants these ponds.
What's the biggest offender is old tires.
Old tires, yeah. In fact, we have specific devices that we can spread pellets through tire piles. They collect a lot of rainwater, and they can be notorious for mosquito breeding sites. Trash cans. One of the things I do at my house is I drill holes in the bottom of my trash cans so that they don't collect water. It drains out better. But anything that can collect water
kiddie
around
pools.
Your house.
Those little pools.
Big.
Yeah, unless you keep them clean, yeah. Kiddie pools, all kinds of stuff like that. So that's the biggest thing you can do. When we look at a property, we're certainly looking for those types of things that we can treat, or dump a bucket. But we're also looking for mosquito resting areas, the shady areas, the vegetation that they commonly sit on and rest during the day primarily, and then at night come to feed, that kind of stuff. So, yeah. That's the kind of stuff we're focused on when we're looking at preventing mosquitoes around a property, just what you can do.
Okay, so you pretty much talked about the red flags outside the home, which, somebody, if they're buying a home, they would walk the property and look for items, standing water or old tires. And then obviously there would be
check
a red
the gutters,
flag. Check the gutters, okay.
Make sure everything's level and draining properly. And, you know, I like, we have our own version of working. I like the gutter helmets. I like the different things that you can put on gutters. Ours is gutter lock, but they're all similar so that you don't have to clean out your gutters, your downspouts, that kind of thing. So those are good options to keep that bay.
How does it all work when a mosquito bites someone? What happens?
So it injects its proboscis in there and injects a little saliva. You know, again, that works like an anticoagulant, allowing your blood to flow better so it can feed better. And that's what harbors the viruses. That's what people are allergic to and get that allergic bump or that itch from, okay? So that's the fear, you know, are you getting something more than just an allergic reaction to their saliva? And, you know, Zika is still rare in Pennsylvania, but more common viruses are the West Nile, chikungunya. A lot of times people get some of these viruses because they go on vacation. I think you guys went on vacation not too long ago to the Caribbean. So you can pick up the virus from mosquitoes there, come back, get bit by another mosquito and can transfer to another one. Or it can be transferred from one person to person in a different way, too. There are other ways to, once you get these viruses, to transfer them. So you gotta be careful.
Yeah, they're where we go, they're on high alert regarding these types of viruses.
Yeah, and we went through, two cans of the DEET repellent. DEET.
Yeah.
Yes. No, in a week, DEET's... we went through it. Boom. We wouldn't leave the house. Because, you know, if you're sitting outdoors eating dinner or something and you got shorts on, your leg is a nice target.
It's a really nice target. And, DEET's wonderful. And there's a few other devices, the candles I like. I know when I went camping in the military, we always had mosquito nets inside our tents, and those were invaluable to us. So I'd always recommend that if you're camping, get a mosquito net to use it on the inside of your tent. It works great.
Yeah, I remember my son went out one night and it was around dusk. And he took his shirt off and he's running around with his friends and he came in and he must have had 10 mosquito bites on his back. His back was so itchy. I felt bad for the kid.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's scary. It's so easy for them to just, I don't know, they're everywhere.
They are and they fly pretty far. But you'd be surprised how effective the treatments many pest control companies have to reduce mosquitoes around your property and your home so you can really enjoy your yard. I know... years ago, we started getting into this type of business because people call us for what we call a party spray, where we'd apply products before a wedding reception or something like that to knock the insects back. And that became something more because they realized everything's gone. You know, it's just there are very safe products that we can apply to wooded edges, trees around shrubbery, underneath decks, these type of areas. And certainly there's some granular IGRs, insect growth regulators designed for mosquitoes that are very safe for fish and the habitat that we can use around properties to really help. So,
very good. Okay, so is it true that only female mosquitoes bite?
Well, that is true.
Is it?
Good job. Mm-hmm. Yes. They need that blood milk for the eggs to help the eggs develop. But they can have quite a few eggs. So, you know, even one female mosquito over a lifetime, 300 to 500 eggs. So, can be quite bad.
Uh-huh. That's very interesting. I didn't realize that either until I studied up on this material.
Yeah. There's a multitude of mosquitoes that we run into. So, one of the things we do on occasions is we'll start something we call dipping. We'll actually check ponds or fish to determine which type of mosquitoes there are. Some mosquitoes don't carry the West Nile virus. Some do. So we're kind of looking for those particular species that do carry that or carry other diseases, and we're really targeting those. And I know a lot of the governments and counties are doing a lot to try to reduce mosquitoes. You talked about tire piles and different things like that. So there's a huge effort towards reducing mosquitoes. I do wish there was more for ticks. I think Lyme disease can be much more devastating. It's much more common, certainly, than a lot of these others. The Zika virus, we're hoping, while it's shown up in the northern states, it's, again, rare. We're hoping we can keep it rare. That's a horrendous disease, you know, for newborn babies, you know, deformities and stuff like that we never want to see happen, you know, the way it does in some southern countries.
Well, when we were out of town, you did realize that you came upon material that said that there were a lot of cancellations due to...
Yes, that people were canceling their trips to some of these warmer climates, with especially if they were pregnant, because in fear of getting bit by a mosquito and contracting Zika.
Yeah. Well, I can understand that. And I think if you're very careful, if you do your due diligence, you can prevent most of that. But is there guarantees? No. And, you know, when you're talking about, you know, one of your children, you know, it's a terrifying thing. So I guess I can relate to some people canceling their trips. And I know a lot of people have. So.
Yeah, things you have to think about.
Yeah.
Mosquitoes seem to love my husband and my son. Not so much me. What is it? Is there something in their skin that attracts these mosquitoes?
Well, there certainly can be something there that...
I'm very attractive, have you noticed?
I have, Pat. You are a handsome man.
Too bad this is radio.
No, let's not go into too much detail there. So, there are some people that are much more attracted to mosquitoes than others, and we're not always sure why. We think different deficiencies in vitamins. But what really draws mosquitoes to people is carbon dioxide, the air we exhale, and the warmth, the body heat. Now, that's what's kind of interesting about
cold.
That.
I'm
cold.
Always freezing.
You're cold. Okay, there you go. That's it. Be cold. There's actually traps now that release CO2, carbon dioxide, and they trap a lot of mosquitoes around different areas with those. There's some fascinating, you know, homemade traps using CO2 that, I found very effective and useful. But they kind of used what the mosquitoes are drawn towards, the people and the. The other thing we didn't discuss is are mosquitoes drawn towards pets? And really not typically. They can be, but the fur, they have trouble with the fur. So they like the exposed skin. So that's commonly why we don't worry about, you know, these types of viruses and diseases with dogs or cats. Now, horses can get West Nile. Birds can get West Nile. And I know a lot of the government agencies are tracking when they have dead birds, and they actually have really fascinating charts wherever they see a dead bird, and they test, did it die from West Nile and that kind of stuff. So it is a huge concern, not just to people, but to certain types of farm animals, horses.
Andy Tay, regional manager with Orkin Pest Control. Once again, the contact information for you, please.
Okay, 1-800-261-2847. Feel free to call for a free inspection. 1-800-261-2847.
Next week, I think we should talk about spiders if you're up for that.
I love spiders.
Yeah, Jackie loves spiders too.
I hate them.
I have a million fascinating facts about spiders.
All right, looking forward to it. Thank you. Pat?
Yes, we have a gorgeous 4-bedroom, 4-bath home in Clark Summit at 2393 North Lakeview Drive for $275,000. This home sits on over a half acre on a quiet country lane. It's only 20 years old with granite countertops, hardwood floors, a great open floor plan, central air conditioning, a two-car garage, and a large rear deck with a breathtaking view of the valley. This is an elegant home with magnificent detailing. So if you're looking for an elegant 4-bedroom, 4-bath home with a garage and a view, give us a call about 2393 North Lakeview Drive in Clark Summit for $275,000, and that's listed by Jason Thomas of our office.
Thank you, Pat. We have buyers ready, willing, and able that cannot find the home that they want to purchase. We have buyers in the $250,000 to $350,000 range in Clark Summit. We have two different sets of buyers for these 3 bedrooms or a 4-bedroom. We're looking for $150,000 to $225,000 home in Dunmore that has 4 bedrooms. In the Tunkhannock-Nicholson area, we need a $200,000 to $300,000 4-bedroom home. In the Mid-Valley, Valley View section, we need a 3-bedroom in the $100,000 range. Yes, Scranton, we do have Scranton buyers. We're looking for a 4-bedroom home that would pass FHA financing in the $85,000 range. And we're looking for a lake property. We're going to be vague about what lake, because they'll consider many different lakes. Certain lakes makes no, but most yes, in the $200,000 to $300,000 range. If you have a property that you're thinking about selling that meets those descriptions, give us a call. We may just have that buyer ready for you. Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. or Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker.